It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This could be the most Hannah story I've ever read because Hannah wrote me an email, and I want to read a line out of the email. Brett, I will either have to be in this pain for the rest of my life or she's going to have to do a makeshift surgery. What is up with this earring and this pain that you think you're going to have to live in for the rest of your life, girl?
The earring incident of 2024 is what I've been referring it to.
This is the most dramatic thing I've ever heard in my life.
So, like, a year and a half ago, maybe longer, I got this piercing in my ear. It was like, it's like right in the middle of my earlobe. It's like a mid piercing. Loved it, thought it was so cute. But from the get-go, I knew it was sketchy and gone wrong because I swore the girl who pierced my ear had Cheeto dust on her fingers. I'm not
kidding. Didn't it get infected immediately?
Wow. Oh, it never healed right. I couldn't even, like, literally my entire radio career is shifted because of this piercing, because it was right when I started this job and I couldn't put my headphones on correctly because my ear hurt so bad. So I started taking one of my headphones off. So now, forever, I can only have one headphone off because that's just what I'm used to.
Okay, pause for first dramatic reference, guys. Her entire career shifted. Her whole career shifted based off this earring.
She's not wrong.
Her entire career.
I will never be the same.
I will never be the same.
I won't.
Go on.
So last week during the show, I noticed that it was like hurting really bad and my ear was like hot. So during the middle of the show, I was trying to take it out and I was getting really frustrated and like almost feeling lightheaded because I'm like, what the hell? Why can't I take it out? So then I was like, you know what? I won't be able to perform on the show with this earring in if I'm focusing on it. So I put it on the back burner until I got home.
And she broke out in a nervous rash. You said you broke
really?
Out? Yeah, she was freaking out trying to get the earring
out.
Yeah,
I was like literally
so shaky.
I was so in my head about it that I couldn't even tell anybody about it because I was like, no, like I don't even, why can't I do this? Why can't I figure it out myself? So then I get home and I whip out my phone and I take a picture of the back of my earring and I'm like, the worst thing happened. The whole back of my earring was shoved inside my earlobe. And for my girlies out there who know earrings and know piercings, it was one of those metal backings, like with the post and everything. And for some reason, I guess from me like sleeping on it, I don't know, the entire back of the earring was shoved inside my earlobe. So I knew at that moment, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm probably going to have plastic surgery to get this out. Or I could just leave it in there for the rest of my life and never get it out. That was seriously what went through my head. You either have to get surgery on it or keep it in your ear for the rest of your life and the metal post is just going to grow inside your body.
So did the post break off of your ear?
Yeah.
Well, then I had to recruit my family to help me. I was running around freaking out and I had my sister perform some like bootleg surgery in the living room. And I'm not kidding. She used 2 pairs of tweezers and then I had like a paper towel to like put up on my face because I was freaking out. And then we had to get like a multi-tool thing from the garage to get the earring out. And
oh my God.
I felt so scared and in pain and freaking out that I literally like had to keep like having her take breaks because I was so scared I was gonna pass out. This is real pain, guys.
I mean,
you're laughing. This hurt.
No, this makes me scared for myself because this doesn't sound like I have 3 piercings on both ears. Like, this doesn't sound like it's because you got a sketchy piercing. This just sounds like you like slept really hard on it.
Yeah.
Or something. Mm-hmm.
Like
I don't
poked
understand
you further
how
than
this
you
happened.
Thought.
Yeah.
But
a little back of an earring piece was in your ear and you
those
pulled it out.
Those things are big though.
They're big. That's not supposed to be in your ear hole.
It's like It's like getting a sliver, guys. She had like a little
like a
sliver.
Splinter.
A splinter.
But
yeah.
It became infected.
Yeah.
Brett,
yeah.
I would love to splinter, shove an earring in your ear right now and then shove the back in and then see how you feel. Literally, it was terrible. She ended up getting it out and it's healing okay. I'm a little scared to touch it.
Oh, did you keep it? We were worried that you might die.
Are you letting it close up?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to have it close up because it's so cute and I feel like it's a part of me now.
But you just said how much trouble it's caused your entire career.
Guys, hold on. Let me finish her email to me. The crazy thing is, I want to put it back in already. That's what she wrote.
I do. And no, I didn't keep it because when we were using the tools and like pliers to get it off.
You ruined it.
She had to press so hard. My sister had to press so hard on the
so
earrings
hard.
To get it off that it like flew into the living room and we still can't find it.
Oh no. So now she'll have a search party.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
SWAT's coming to her house.
Yes.
Yeah, right. It's kind of like Jaws. It's waiting around there sometime to strike.
If you'd like to send flowers to my house.
The next surgery is going to be on the bottom of somebody's foot in that house.
Yeah.
Like a step on it.
I know. So my sister is now a surgeon and I am now a patient of plastic surgery bootleg version.
Yep. Congratulations, Hannah.
Yep.
That was the
people are texting in saying, "Oh my gosh, this happened to me."
And they're live.
Barely.
They're probably texting it. It's not a big deal. Not, yeah.
Tell Brett I'll send him the pictures if he doesn't believe it hurts.
Whoa.
Says Melanie. Thank you.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.